Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three and change after the hour. This is the last top 10 hit from Glenn Frey. It was recorded in 1988 called True Love. You can crank it up for a minute, Richie, if you'd like. I know people want to remember him. It was hard for me sometimes to distinguish Glenn Frey and his solo act from the Eagles. So here's a slice from an interview that Glenn Frey did with Piers Morgan talking about the one song he'd like to stand as his defining song.
What is the one? If I said, right, Glenn, you've got 5 minutes to live, you can play one song to be remembered by. The defining song.
Well, you know, I have my favorite records, you know. And
What's your number one?
I loved One of These Nights.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really interesting song. I thought it was kind of cowboy R&B, you know, fuzz tones instead of saxophones, you know, great soul singer Don Henley, you know, cool chord progression. Mine. And, you know, that was one of my absolute favorite Eagles records.
Yeah, great song. Crank it up, Richie, a little bit. What turns on the lights? That's not the original version, but it's a good version of it.
Wow.
I like big butts and
contrasts.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
I can't wait to hear what stupid story you've got lined up for this.
It's not stupid. This is
oh, really?
Actually, this is a story of a lawyer named Jonathan Nichols, who's been getting calls and text messages intended for Sir Mix-a-Lot. Apparently, Mr. Nichols requested a Seattle phone number from Verizon, and the phone service assigned him the old Sir Mix-a-Lot number.
Yeah.
So now he's getting all these raunchy text messages and calls. What's up with you, man?
He didn't figure it out till Sir Mix-a-Lot's birthday, right?
No, right. Exactly.
So what's the number from the song or the
number on the phone?
His real number.
His real phone number. He turned and he's got a new phone number, so he gave up the old one. So these texts, strangers, calls from luxury car dealerships asking Sir Mix-a-Lot to test out their new cars. And this guy, for a while, thought it was just wrong numbers. But then, in August, as things changed, the texting started to suggest that there were a lot of women blowing kisses, happy birthday,
oh,
bottles of
awesome.
Liquor.
What a lucky guy.
Kind of
isn't that cool?
Yeah.
The story
don't give
is
that up. Keep it.
At DougStefan.com. Sir Mix-a-Lot. He was asked what the story was. The newspaper, Seattle, a newspaper reached out to him, and he said, quote, "This is hilarious. Poor fella."
Lucky fella.
All right. Tell him any sexy pictures, give him to the new number. That is Sir Mix-a-Lot's new number. Sir Mix-a-Lot. A lot of silly stuff there. That story at DougStefan.com. You'll be happy to know if you're still following David Bowie. His last album, Black Star, debuted in the number one position this week on the Billboard charts. This is the first time. Isn't that really a shame? These people have to die before they get to be number one. This is the first time he's ever been at the top of the album charts.
Well, look at Eric Clapton. He had to have a son killed off for him to get a Grammy.
Yeah. By the way, if you haven't gone to DougStefan.com, I have a whole new appreciation for James Corden just because of this and seeing how relaxed and natural he was. He has a thing where he puts stars in the car, mostly musicians, and they call it, I think, karaoke car ride or something like that. And he has Adele.
Carpool, I think.
Is it a karaoke car? Yeah, whatever it is. It is superb. But if you have any kind of appreciation for Adele at all, you'll love her even more. And you'll like Corden, too, if you check out that video, which is in the archives at DougStephan.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what will you stand in line for? When was the last time you played the waiting game? Why did you wait so long? Here's the social science of it. It's a funny thing, waiting. It can never be completely obliterated, only reduced. First off, you'll wait on the person who has what you want. Next, you'll wait when you think it's an investment. And the longer you wait, the more you'll believe it's worth it. That's technically referred to as cognitive dissonance. We know we're wasting time, but our brain manufactures reasons why it's worth it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Waiting is inevitable, but don't be tricked by it. Just like you should pick your battles, pick those things you wait for. Make sure it's cost-effective, and then it's worth the wait. So do you have a question? I'd love to hear from you. Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you feel stressed trying to achieve work-life balance? Stop trying.
Work-life balance puts too many limits on you. The first limit is place. Work occurs at the office, personal happens at home.
The second limit is time. You work 9 to 5. Your personal life revolves around your work hours.
The third limit is reconciliation. You try to spend roughly equal amounts of time at home and at work over the course of the day or week.
But it's impossible to divide your life into two parts. You'll be happier if you give up the balancing act.
Live one life all the time. Don't segment. Think holistically. Flow effortlessly between the areas.
Bring your worlds together for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.